Today we're in the middle of a discussion with Gerd Cotton. And we basically have two mahalchin am shat in a Gerd Cotton, our tesis and tesis in Sanhedrin. Our tesis holds that the geiris of a cotton is a drabbanon. And Hegdilu Yochailam Limchais means that when you become a gadol, that Yochailam Limchais meaning that a person can say when he becomes a gadol that you thought it's a schus for me, it's actually not a schus for me. And Mimela, the geirus was in error, and he's not even a geir d'rabbanan once he's maich. Tosfos Sanhedrin, however, says that the geirus is a geirus d'oraisa. Tosfos brings a raya from Matan Torah, where all of Klal Yisrael were megayer, so to speak, at Matan Torah, even the Ketanim. So we see the geirus is a geirus d'oraisa. What does it mean? Higdilu yochailu limchais. Zok Tosfos, higdilu yochailu limchais means that since they're missing Kabbalah's mitzvahs, so now that they become 13, or by a woman when she becomes 12, so now she has a choice: either to be mekabel mitzvahs, the geiris will continue, or to not be mekabel mitzvahs, and then he'll have a din gai. That's the shita of Tosfos in the two places. Now, it's common today that people adopt goyish children. They go and adopt a baby, and they're megayer the baby in front of a bezdin. And it happens very often that the parents prefer that the child not know that he or she is adopted. So if they raise the kid, they pretend that it's their child. The question is, if they do something like that, so that means when the child turns 13, he doesn't know that he has a choice to get out of this Judaism business, right? He does not. So now he's 14 or 15 or 16. Now, let's say he's 25 years old, he finds out that he's adopted. So at that point, he has a choice. Whenever he finds out, he could be Meicha. So it could be he's 20 or 30 or 40 or 80. And once he went 80 years as a Jew, he might as well. Yeah. But halachically, he's Yechayel Limchais. Yechayel Limchais is when he finds out that he has a choice. If he finds out he has a choice at any point, he can make a mecha at that point. What would be if the parents never tell him? It was his whole life never finding out that he had this choice. Was he a yid or was he a guy? Is that true? That'll be a yid unless he's maicha?
That's the choice that he's making.
He didn't make a choice. He didn't know he had a choice.
But no, that's how he's living his life. Right?
He's living that life.
He may not know that
he believes that God created the world, and that God created the Torah, and that they are Yidno Mechayim and Torah Mitzvahs. Now, if he would find out that he's only Mechayim and Sheva Mitzvahs, so maybe he'd remain a Ma'amin and keep Sheva Mitzvahs and do it that way. I've never found a tshuva on this question. But it would seem that it depends on the two tesis and what happens when you turn 13. No? No, it shouldn't happen. No? According to tesis of Sanhedrin, when you turn 13, you now have a third thing you need for geiris. Mila, you had. Tefillah, you had. Now you need Kabbalah mitzvahs. Because the man there's no Kabbalah mitzvahs, he should be a guy. According to tesis of Sanhedrin. So it comes out that, according to Tosfos Sanhedrin, he should remain a guy. And what'll be? If you know of somebody like this, so all the wine he touches is Yayin Nesach, and if he gets married, he's not really married, and I'll have a din of a guy. So we can clarify that. 1 second. It's good. 1 second. What? If you don't tell him, maybe you have to keep Shabbos. All these things. So if you don't tell him, he'll have a din gai, according to Sanhedrin. The question, but he thinks he has no choice. He thinks he's commanded to do the mitzvah, so he's doing them. He wasn't kamal them, he didn't accept upon himself. But he's continuing to do it because he thinks he's commanded to. He thinks the Rabbi Shalom told him to do it. Not true, Rabbi Shalom didn't tell him to do it.
A regular kid that his bar doesn't go and stand up there and say, Carolyn, getting a career, doesn't say, I'm a kid.
He has no choice. He has no choice, but this guy has a choice. He's an adopted kid. He's a guy. He's a guy who has the choice. So a yid, you have no brayer. The Rosh Hashanah gave the Torah, you have to keep the Torah, you like it or not. A guy, he has a brayer. Sheva mitzvahs, he has, you're right. But the other mitzvahs, he has a choice. So why should he be a yid? If he wasn't, if becoming a yid requires Kabbalah's mitzvahs, he wasn't a Kabbalah mitzvahs. It would seem according to Tysus there, what? Every that's what Tysus says. Tysus says, "Igdil yachayil minchas is pshat," and when you turn 13, now you're shayach to mitzvahs. So Kabbalah's mitzvahs is part of geiris, and they have to make Kabbalah mitzvahs. According to our Tysus, the geiris is a geiris atkat. Could be the geiris midrabanan, but the geiris is the geiris atkat. What could he do? What is it? Higdil yachayil minchas. What does it mean? Higdilu yichaylam limchais means that at 13 he could say, you thought it's a schus for me. It's not a schus for me. Not a schus. He could do that. If we don't tell him, what remains? Huh? So we assume that it's a schus. What remains is that we assume it's a schus. The assumption is that he's going to want to stick with it. There's a raya to this, which I saw in the Gedulei Shmuel, I think in other places as well, that when you magayer a ger katan, you make a bracha. You make a bracha. Ashik Shabbos Aizut Yivan or whatever. You make a bracha. It's a suffic bracha levatala, hekdilu yachayu menchais. Maybe you'll say, I don't want. For me, it's not a stos. Says it's a raya. That you have a right to assume that if you raise him as a Jew, when he turns 13, he'll want to stick with it. It's rumor to rumor that he's going to want to stick with it. Which means the assumption is it's a schus. Just like a matana. If you give a matana to somebody, the assumption is he wants it. If he says, I don't want, it's not a schus. But we have a right to assume that he wants. The same thing here. We have a right to assume he wants. What? So when he's 13, it's interesting. According to this, it's not pshat when he's 13 he has to accept it, according to our Tysus. It's just he has the option of making a macha. He has the option of saying, for me it's not a schos. The lashon higdilu yichaylam limchais fits much better. According to our Tysus, the pshat when they become big, they could say, for me it's not a macha. But stama, we assume that it's nichama, it's a schos. The Sheikh of Tysus in Sanhedrin, higdilu yichaylam limchais actually means Hikdilu Yechaylam Limchais, the word is they could be Meichel, which means they have a choice. If they want to be Mekabel Mitzvah, they'll be Mekabel. The language Yechaylam Limchais is not as smooth, according to Tysus and Sanhedrin. But anyway, Tysus holds that Sanhedrin holds Yechaylam Limchais means when they become a Mitzvah, they can decide to be Mekabel Mitzvah or not be Mekabel Mitzvah. So to Machlaikis, is the tremendous difference between Tysus and Sanhedrin and Tysus here. Tremendous difference in what actually takes place to this ger katan. I'm just thinking now, what happens if they wait till he's 20? Ramosha writes in a tshuva. It's an interesting tshuva if you want to take a look. It's in Yoredei Chaylik Aleph Simukov Samach Beis, a tshuva about adopting geisha kids. One of the things that he tells people, you know, sometimes 13-year-old, you're going to break the news to him that he's a guy. You know, he's not so mature yet. Parents think, well, wait till he's 18, 19, 20 to break the news to him. So Rav Moshe writes that when he's 13, he's almost certainly going to be Mekabel Mitzvahs. He doesn't have yet the Yetzer Hara's nus of, well, if you're going to wait till he's 18 or 19 or 20, Rav Moshe writes it's less likely that he'll be Mekabel. You know, it's better off telling him when he's 13. But at any rate, what would be the din if you wait till you're 20? You don't tell him till he's 20. What's with all the wine he touched between 13 and 20? Well, according to our Taisvis, let's say he's 20, he says, fine, I'm fine with it. Okay? You don't tell him until he's 20, he says, I'm fine with it. What was he from 13 to 20? Was a Jew or a guy? Where do you see that in Rashi? That's if he's Meicha. That's if he's Meicha, I understand.
So if he's Meicha by 20, then all the...
So that's Megalel and Mafreya, that our assumption was wrong. What happens if at 20 he says it's fine with me? So according to our Taisvis...
What does that mean for Mafreya? She's married to a God. And there's no Kedushin to God. If he goes and he's Meicha, Rashi says...
If he's Meicha.
He's Meicha, fine.
I mean, he got married too before 20.
What happened was... We're saying that Rashi goes and says,
"There's
nothing to get.
Nothing
ever happened. This isn't anything. Because he
made a
mecha. He made a mecha, so he's a guy.
Yeah, if he made a mecha, you're right. I have no problem. The question is, what happens if he does not make a mecha? What happens if at the age 20 he says, "I'm happy with it"? Well, everything he did from 13 to 20 was a Jew or was a guy. Well, according to our Taisvis, it's partially he was a Yid. Because according to our Taisvis, there's Geris to Rabbanon, they said he's a Ger. And if he wants, he can say it's not a Schos. Kozmani does not say it's not a Schos, we assume it's a Schos. He's a Yid straight through. Shechem Taisvis in Sanhedrin. When he turns 13, he needs Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So Kozmani does not have a Kabbalah's mitzvahs, he's a guy. From 13 to 20. You're asking? It follows logically. According to Tyson Sanhedrin, what did Tyson say? That when he's a cotton, there's no Kabbalah's mitzvahs. There's only Gemilah Tefillah. And when he turns 13, there's Kabbalah's mitzvahs. That completes that he's a Jew. That means until he does it, he's not a Jew. What? It would seem that everything he had till now would be Ayin Nesef.
What is a cotton?
What?
What is a cotton?
Well, so that's the next question. One thing at a time.
The
no, this, the, but this you're asking from 13 to 20 before we talk about Kabbalah. From 13 to 20, if he doesn't know that he's a guy until he is 20, and then they tell him, then what? Then what? Then, like Tysus and Sanhedrin should be a guy. According to our Tysus should be a year. Okay, the next question is, assuming that's so, what about until he's 13? You're a guy when he's 10, and from 10 to 13, is he a guy or a yid? According to our Taisus, he's a chariyid. Gerus the Rabbanon, like Taisus said. Like Taisus in Sanhedrin, what is he from 10 to 13? How do you understand? He's also a Jew. He's missing Kabbalah's mitzvahs.
He's not missing.
Okay, logically, he's like an Isha. Just like an Isha doesn't have Bris Milah, he doesn't have Kabbalah's mitzvahs. He's a Jew. Funny thing. So he's a Jew till 13. And at 13, he's not a Jew unless he's Mekabel mitzvahs. You can never have another case like this. No? Come on, he's a Jew till 13. At age 13, he suddenly is shaykh to mitzvahs.
He
gets another party he needs to do. So now he can be a guy if he refuses. Interesting thing.
It's a temporary, the fact that he's gotten is only a temporary fix, so it's still he can become one.
The truth is that the Chassam Sefer learns this way, that he's a Jew until 13. 13 can be Meicha. The Aruch Liner in Sanhedrin disagrees. He says he can be. Chalner says that he's a guy till 13. How he learns Pshat and Taisus in the words of Taisus, I'm not sure. But the way we're learning is much more smooth to say the Chiddush, to say that he's a Jew till 13. This is so the difference is Taisus and Hedron and not Taisus, tremendous difference.
By guys, I did 16 being less, more than 13, less than 13. There's no difference.
By a guy, yeah. By a guy, there's no difference. By a guy, it becomes a bardas, let's say at 13. And then, but then shaykh geiris. Not shaykh geiris when he doesn't have das. When he has das, it's shaykh geiris.
But as a guy, is there any difference? No difference. 5 years old,
is 55 years old. It's a true sub-cipher. Perhaps it is a true sub-cipher on this. Well, when does a guy become mitzvah, b'chuyiv v'sheva mitzvah b'nei nayach? When does a guy become? A yid becomes when you're 13, you become b'chuyiv v'sheva in tiring mitzvah. A guy is born. When he's born, he has no das. Okay, b'chayiv. It's a true sub-cipher on it. The sub-cipher says that as Rosefi says, when he becomes a bardas, that the 13 is a shir, it's only by yidn, it's shir malachas of Sinai. It doesn't apply to a guy. A guy's godless is whenever he becomes a bardas, which makes things very complicated by a ger, because which one do you go? Was the one who was a guy, was a yid?
So,
maybe he'll become bardas. If you want to get confused, you could play the shadow. You know, we're saying you can't be a mitzvah till you're 13. But if you're a guy till then, like Darshan now learns, you're a guy till then, a guy doesn't have an age of 13. So let's say he becomes a bardas for a guy at 11. And then he's mekabel mitzvahs, and he becomes a Jew, but then he becomes an 11-year-old Jew. 11-year-old Jew can't be mekabel mitzvahs. So he has to wait till he's 13. Or is it reverse? If at age 13 he doesn't have das, this is Kabbalah Smith. It's very confusing. Autis is much easier. Autis is the Rabbanim made exam and finished.
All his parents are in the garb, right? We're talking in case his parents are
in the garb. We're going to discuss that either today or tomorrow. The Reb Naftali. Reb Naftali on this machlaikis in our Tisis and Tisis and Sanhedrin. Just says one simple chakira that they argue in. The chakira is by Geirus. Geirus needs a bez. Who does the Geirus? Is the pshat that the guy does the Geirus, just he has to do it in front of Bezdin? Or is the pshat that the Bezdin does the Geirus, just they need a guy to do it to? Because without a guy, you can't make a ger. Is Bezdin making the geris? Or is the guy making the geris? Am I being clear? I'll give you an example. Like, let's say there's a get in front of Bezdin. The get is a get in Bezdin. Our minig is that we do a get only in Bezdin. So who does the get? Bezdin doesn't do the get. The couple does a get. But it's in front of the halach is, it's supposed to be in front of Bezdin. But the couple that's doing it, it's not Bezdin that's doing it, or Chalitza. Chalitza is in front of Bezdin. Bezdin doesn't do it, it's a din that has to be in front of Bezdin. But let's say you have Ibra Chaydesh, or Ibra Shana, Bezdin makes the Kabbalah Eidim to make an extra month, or an extra day to the month, then Bezdin does it. What is Geirus? Is Geirus something Bezdin does? Or something that has to be done in front of a bezdin. One second. There would be a nafkamina, then the Behuda says, if a pregnant woman is megayer, and bezdin does not know she's pregnant, she knows she's pregnant, and bezdin does not know. So when she's tevel in the mikveh, she knows that she's tivling and the Uber is tivling. But Bezdin is not aware of it. Bezdin sees it and doesn't know what to say. If you learn it's the woman's maisa, just there has to be a Bezdin, so then it's a fine geiris for the baby also. If you learn it's a maisa Bezdin, then Bezdin has to be aware that there's an Uber. Bezdin can't do it if they don't know it exists. The Rav Naftali says is that this is the machlokes is the two taisis. Between our taisis and the other taisis. Our taisis holds that it's a mice of the ger, or the guy, whatever you want to call him. It's the all geiris is the guy's ma'isa. Memela, by a cotton. It's not shayach a geiris deraisa. It's not shayach for a cotton to do it. So memela, the whole geiris is a geiris derabbanan. Mashiach Taisus and Sanhedrin wasn't bothered by this whole thing. Because Taisus and Sanhedrin holds that Geiris is something Bezdin does. Bezdin does it to a guy. But Bezdin does the Geiris. Being that Bezdin is doing the Geiris, even if they do it to a cotton, it's a Geiris Deraisa. Because it's the Bezdin that has to do the Geiris. You need the guy to be there, and he's got to go under the mikveh, and he's got to do whatever he's mechuyev to do. But if he's not mechuyev in Kabbalah's mitzvahs because he's a cotton, that's fine. Bezdin does a Geiris to him. This is how Rav Naftali learns the machlekes of Tutaisim. And as I said, there's a tremendous nafkamina between the two, and I don't even know how we paskin in this shaila, like our Taisis or Taisis Sanhedrin. Tremendous nafkaminas. Not necessarily, no. The Rav Naftali explains it's not. Obviously, I mentioned the other day that if you learn Shlichus differently, it could be that it's a Geiris Deraisa even if you go with Tzchiyah. Right? Another way to learn, which may be the Rambam Shita. But Taisin Sanhedrin is not bothered by Tzchiyah. It doesn't give it much thought. The Chassar of Tzchiyah. It's Taisin's whole test, the Bezna does. Rav Moshe, at the end of his Tshuva, has a very interesting, a typical Rav Moshe. That in Eitzah is a couple that's adopting a child, and they don't want to tell the child that he's a ger, that he was born a guy. So we have no Eitzah for him, right? You have to tell him. So Ramesha says that if you really want to have an Eitzah for you, goes into the Eitzah. He says what you should do instead of adopting the child. Buy the child as an eved from his geisha parents. A parent has a right to sell a guy, certainly, to sell their child as an eved. Buy the child as an eved, and then be mishachar him. What do you gain? Have a kanani that your mishachar has no choice. He's a true bakarcha. What? You'll get a lav. So I think Rav Moshe writes that you should buy him al menos to be mishacher. It's a lav. Loilam bem tavaydu, you're not allowed to be mishacher. So the Eitzah is that you buy him as an eved al menos that you'll free him. It's not likely the parents would sell him. But al menos to free him. Because loilam bem tavaydu is a chiv to work with him. So if you have no option of working with him, because if you work with him, then the mechir will be bottled, then being mishachar is not an aver. Being mishachar in eved is not the aver. It's a mitzvah of loilam mem tavayt. So you buy the eved al menas that I'll free him within 30 days. And then you free him within 30 days. It comes out it was an eved that you freed. An eved that's freed is a gerb against his way, even bar karchi, it's no choice. So Rav Moshe talks about that in his tshuva. Now I think he mentions in his tshuva that even though there's a dina machusa that doesn't let you have slavery, is we abolish slavery. However, Rav Moshe says such a slavery where you're only making him a slave, I'm asked to free him. It was certainly not in the spirit of the American law. If the American government would appreciate the Hilchas HaTorah, they would understand that this is just a geiris in order to free him. They would never have, it's not their intent of their dina de machusa. So he says, Mamela, it's not a problem with dina machusa.
What? I don't think children's services would let this one through either.
Who would let it? They wouldn't let it through because they don't appreciate dina HaTorah. They don't. But if they would appreciate it, it's such a geshmaka thing. What do you mean, such a geshmaka eitzah? They would sit and learn for, they go to yeshiva, sit and learn for many years, and then. Because otherwise, there's an aver to free him. If you violate Dina de Machusa, the Kinyan is still Chav. Dina Machusa is not Ma'akib on Kinyan. The Machus doesn't allow you to buy something and you buy it, it's still yours.
It's not that it
would
affect the Kinyan, but it
would
affect my being able to keep
it. You would be breaking the law, but you can keep it. I mean, until they find out, you can keep it. It's probably against the machus as far as the letter of the law, but Ramash is saying it's not the.
What?
The Gaish parents have the power to sell him. No one else would have the power to sell him. Happy parents are already putting him up for adoption. You never know. Okay, Al Kapanim, this is Ramesh's truth. And let's move on to the third. As I told you when we started, there are three nekudas in Taisis. One nekuda is the idea of Zechiyah. The other is the idea of a Ger Derabanan, which is the part we're up to now, that the Katan's a Ger Derabanan. And then the Din of Mubares, which we'll get to. Let's see. We're still in Taimar. You have it in Taisvis? A little less than halfway down. Hechi Yav Ger Medrabanan. Taisvis just established that this Geris is the Drabanan. For Taisvis, Hechi Yav Ger Medrabanan. Sharina Leib of Bas Yisrael, Bekidusha Kidusha. Hamina Taira Bekichavimu. How could he be a Ger Medrabanan? We're going to let him marry a Bas Yisrael. What are you talking about? How can you do that? So what's the kasha? Who's doing an avera? Minatayra is a guy, and midrabanan he's a yid, and he goes and he marries a bas yisrael. So what's he doing wrong? He's not doing anything wrong, right? Is he doing anything wrong? Is a guy allowed to marry? Okay, it's not machlokes. So think about it. You have a man who's a guy, but midrabanan he's a yid, and he's marrying a bas yisrael.
Is it also for him to marry?
Why a guy is not also to marry a bas yisrael?
No, is it also for the woman to marry?
Oh, the bas yisrael is not allowed to. But guy is not mechuyim of neiva. No, but the kasha, but midrabanan is a ger. It's not with neiva midrabanan. This kasha is minat tayra. You with me? Anybody with me? Taisis in Akasha. That if he's a Ger Derabanan, we have a problem. That what? How's he going to get married to a Bas Yisrael? So what does Taisis mean in his Kasha? Who's doing the Avera? Taisis means there's a sin here. There's some chait. Who's doing the Avera? Huh? So it must be the lady. Must be the Bas Yisrael, right? Who's doing the Aveira? So that's the Taisus there. It's Yishleimer. Kesava commanded Yama b'Yisha Rabba Yesh Kerev b'Yachachom Makadav b'Natayra b'Kum V'Asei. Right? Everyone agrees. Chachomim could be Yikar Deraisa b'Sheva Al Tasa. Right? When Shabbos is Rosh Hashanah, we don't blow Shaif. Everyone agrees. Chachomim could be Yikar Deraisa b'Sheva Al Tasa. Right? It's only by Kum V'Asei that it's a machlaikis. So Taisa said, this is a case of being Iker Dava B'Kum V'Asei. How's that? Who's doing the Avera, the man or the woman? The woman. A woman by Bia, we had on, yet before Enel, we had Yishas Karka Olam, right? She's not doing a Maisa, we haven't given her the days. What's Pshat in Taisa's? Yishkech Echam L'Akadam V'Natayim K'Kum V'Asei. Who's doing the Aveir? He is a Goy Min HaTorah. And she's a Bas Yisrael. And he's marrying her. So the Rabbanan said, you're allowed to do it because Mid Rabbanan will make you a Ger. But who's doing the Aveir B'Kum V'Asei? Nobody. He's not doing an Aveir B'Kum V'Asei because he's a Goy Min HaTorah. She has no wish to marry Bas Yisrael. She is doing an aver b'sheva al tase.
But she's not. How can you say that going doing a whole action, making all fasim and getting married and having children? Not
doing it.
It's not a.
Let's say a Jewish woman marries a guy. So when is she doing the aver? When she goes to the wedding, which ma'isa? She drives to the wedding.
But she could just avoid the whole thing and not get married. And not
but which ma'isa that she does is the aver. It's only the biyah.
Okay.
So then what's that's b'sheva al tase.
But she can avoid it also. She's allowing herself to be
nevel. Oh, so you could say, yesh kayach hamlak adava, but b'sheva al tase. She's allowing herself to be nevel. So Tosis would have said, yesh kayach hamlak adava, but b'sheva al tase, I would understand. What's Bekumah saying?
If there's a rotten,
Tosis said, a woman is karka ilam. So she doesn't have to be maisa nefesh. She's not yarg val yavar. Right? Because it's only yarg val yavar, but a maisa. That a woman is not. That's Esther Kakaim. That's what the Gemara says. Esther Shani, Esther Kakaim. Right?
That's the first step she went.
The second step. And she did it without a Maisa. So that's why she wasn't with Maisa Nefesh. That's why she went. How is Esther allowed to go? She was married to Mordechai, and now she's been in the Velas Tachashverish. So the Gemara says Kakaim. At least one of the two tours in the Gemara. Yeah?
This is not talking about this. The problem is that
Bezdin's
allowing him to marry her as opposed to...
Bezdin's allowing him to do an Aveira. Him, it's not an Aveira. Her, Bezdin's allowing an Aveira b'shev al tase, if it's not b'kum
ha'asa. I think we're allowing, I assume the problem is what you're having Bezdin is allowing to have.
It's true, but when Bezdin announced that on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah and Don Bal Shaifer, Bezdin's allowing it to happen. But that's called being Oiker b'shev al tase. Because they're saying refrain from doing, they're not saying do. It's physically possible. So what's the raya that? So that's the case that we're talking about in Texas. Reb Shlomo Eger in the Reb Akiva Eger, he asked this kasha, and he's matchich to say that it must be. Taisus uses a lashon komasei. In this case, it's takashava altas. But you could have a reverse case where the woman is the ger katan, or the ger is katana, and she's now marrying a Yisrael. It would be the same din. Agamar is dinam are true both ways. So hayais that you could have exactly the same case where the woman is the ger is katana, and we say she's a ger is the rabbana, and she's going to marry a. She's going to marry a Yisrael. So now this Yisrael is doing an aver b'kum v'aseh because minat Torah, this girl is a guy. The rabbanon says she's a ger. So there it's the male that's the Jew. He's being ba'al har. A man and bia is considered to be doing a ma'isa. So memeila, that's why Tosfos uses the lashon k'um v'aseh because since it goes both ways, it could be a ger katan, it could be a ger katana. So ma'isa comes out to be b'kum v'aseh. I used the word madchik when I said this teretz, right? So do you have a better teretz? I'm eager to hear. He happens to have another problem with this teretz, which I'm speaking out if you look in. But I don't know. Let's see. Taisus vayde v'chiparach by kamash molav matzah shnei kamash molad yeshkech v'yacham lakadav min atayru kum v'asei v'cham mitrei taminok. Now, Hadar Mina Bereish Betzayr, Gabi Gezel Hager, Emein Leish Goyim, Isha Tetzarach Lazach Ach Rabim Yesh LeGoyim, Avul Kot. If you have an adult, every Jew has a relative, because every Jew is related to every other Jew. A Ger has no relatives. Emein Leish Goyim, he has no relatives. That's only Shaiach by a God. Avul Kotin, Yat Tetzarach Lazach Ach Rabim. Mishkachas lo, so we see it's shayach. There the Gemara says, you could have a ger kot min ha'tayru. Right? In main le'ishkayo. Because we're dashing the pasuk. Ish lamute kot. So, what's going on? How could you have a ger kot min ha'tayru? Taisus just finished saying that a ger kot is a drabanan. How's it shayach? Shkachas lager cut min atayra bimu beresh in his gaira chidush of taisris. You can have a gerda, even though taisel to every ger cut is the rabbana. Mu beresh in his gaira is a gieris deraisa. Can I mean a perak arul? Avaydis kechavim mu beresh in his gaira bina ein tzarach tvila. Have a ger min atayra Yisrael gamaru. So that part of taisris is enough of a chidush. Right, that if you have a woman who's pregnant, a guy who's pregnant, she goes to the mikveh, she and the uber could be megayah. That's a gemin atayra. What does that mean? Why is it gemin atayra? It's a hezber. Why is this baby a gemin atayra? How does it work? What? But if you start with shlichus and zechiyam etam shlichus, then you have a problem again. It's a cut. Never born. What? This is Yisrael Gamer. That's what Kiva Eger says. Kiva Eger says, if you hold Uber Yerechimai, what does that mean? Uber Yerechimai means the baby is part of the mother. So that's what Kiva Eger. If you learn Uber Yerechimai, then it's Pashut. Calls a man, the woman is pregnant, the Uber is part of the mother. And since the Uber is part of the mother, so the Uber is part of the mother. The mother was Mekayir, the Uber is a Ger. Make sense? So the Uber is a Ger.
I was telling the first side that if she wants to, she only needs Betim to wash her during the Tefillah, but otherwise, it's really her own life.
Because you said that's what Tyson Sanhedrin holds. Tyson Sanhedrin. No, for care. Tyson holds it's the Mice of Bet. Our taisis holds the mice of the ger. So if it's a mice of the ger, so she's taival, she's megayra child. Over yerachimai, if the mother and the baby are one person, so there's no problem. What? There's no problem. So over yerachimai, so it's all one big geris. There's no problem.
Why?
There's nothing she holds. It's machlokes in the Gemara. If we look at an ober as a separate entity,
we don't buy that.
What? By behemoth, in regard to which nidai? That's for a different reason. Because you're saying that we paskin that way. We paskin obi arachimai because you remember the shchita. You learned the name of ben pakua, right? Okay. It's there are stiris in shulchan. What look like stiris in shulchan aruch we paskin obi arachimai. The shchita is mashu paskin yarachimai. And in Ebenezer's Mashu, we don't, and there are yeshuvim to make chiluk in between them. But that's not for now, that's not our issue. And in Lamaisa, there are two Madiyamarim in the Gemara. There's one Madiyamar of Yerachimai. Rabbi Kivega says he understands our Taisus of Obi Yerachimai. What? Can't live without a mother, therefore. Doesn't have to be one entity if you have a person. If you have a baby that's in a. If you have a baby in an incubator, it doesn't mean that the baby is part of the incubator. The mother's body, you can look at the mother's body as an incubator. If you hold Ober Yerachimai, the baby is part of the mother. If you hold Ober Lav Yerachimai, then the baby is not part of the mother. Then the mother is just an incubator. She's an incubator, it's true, the baby came out, the baby died. If you have a baby in an incubator, if you pull him out, he's going to die. Frekar b'kiva eger, if you hold over lav yerechimai, how does this work? If you hold over lav yerechimai, how does it work? How does it work? So he brings the Gemara. I should tell you, the Gemara in Yevamis says that if you hold over yerechimai, so when the mother goes down in the mikveh, is the baby being titled? If you hold Yerachimai, the baby's being titled. Right? Just like the mother's kidneys are being titled, even though they're surrounded by her body. Right? Every part of her is being titled. Right? If you hold Uber Yerachimai, so when a woman is titled, you understand the baby is also being titled. If you hold Uber Lav Yerachimai, in fact, the Gemara, how is the baby being titled? It's a separate person. In an incubator, so to speak, in an incubator. How are you titling the baby? The Gemara answers, Hainu Revise. The Gemara says it's not a chatzitza. Just like if you have a scab on your hand, it's not a chatzitza, it's kind of revise, that's the way, it's a normal way for it to grow. So the same thing, if a pregnant woman is tovel, the baby is there, it's considered a tefillah for the baby, hainu revise, because that's the normal way, it's not a chatzitza. Whatever's normally around the baby, a baby in the mother's womb is normally surrounded by the mother's stomach. So it's not a chatzitza. So the Kiva Eger brings this to show that even if you say, oh, belav yarechima, it's still a geiris. Frakar b'Kiva Eger, why is it a geiris? Why is a chia? Doesn't wear chia l'katan? Why is it a geiris? What? Like our Tosfos, it should only be a drabanan. Just like when a baby is 2 years old, you can only do a geiris drabanan. So the geiris is, if a baby is in the mother's womb, why should there be any difference? My nafkamina. If the baby's not in the mother's womb, you put him under the water.
Same thing.
Yeah, it feels a good feel. The question is, how tchiyah has it worked? When he's born, there's no tchiyah, so it's only a geiris d'rabbanan. So when he's in his mother's womb, it should also be only a tchiyah d'rabbanan. Why? That's true, but as far as the chia, when you have a 2 year old, he's table himself, or a 10 year old, he's table himself. Taisa says he still needs the chia. Only, but that's only the rabbanon. Well, our Taisa holds when the parents have a guy with the child, it's only the chia, it's only the guy with the rabbanon. So then, follow. It's only the guy with the rabbanon.
Why does it say in some people that you said that, like, he, even if you hold that it's not part of the mother? Because that's the only way it grows, so rather than saying it's not tefillah, it's getting tefillah,
I'm not sure what you mean. Let's see, in Taisis Lashon? But not in Tzara Tefillah. That's the Gemara's Lashon, the Yavamis. Gemara says, but not in Tzara Tefillah, the child is a Jew, because, but not in Tzara Tefillah means it doesn't need a separate tefillah. The mother's tefillah is good enough for the child. So this is where Reb Naftali learns his famous aside that there are two parts to being a Jew. What we call Yichus Yisrael and Kedushas Yisrael. This is known in the yeshiva world as Yichus Yisrael, Kedushas Yisrael, although Reb Naftali doesn't actually use the words Yichus Yisrael, but he describes Yichus Yisrael. There are two parts to being a Yid, Yichus Yisrael and Kedushas Yisrael. Yichus Yisrael comes upon a person who's born, comes out of a Jewish mother. Kedushas Yisrael, well, in a normal case, if a person is born a Jew, he has Yichus Yisrael, Kedushas Yisrael, he has both. In a normal case. Let's say before Matan Torah, what were the Jews? It says by Matan Torah, the Yidden were Megayer by Matan Torah. Right, they have the tevel before Matan Torah, and they have to be a Kabbal Mitzvahs. So the Gemara calls Matan Torah Geiris. What were they beforehand? So beforehand, they had a din of Yichus Yisrael. They were B'nai Yisrael. They had Yichus Yisrael. At Matan Torah, they got Kedushas Yisrael. They had Yichus Yisrael from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Everybody born from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov has Yichus Yisrael. Kedushas Yisrael, that came at Matan Torah. What happened at Matan Torah? They were ketanim by Matan Torah. How are the ketanim a geir? According to our Tosfos, geiris of a katan is only a drabanan. So for Naftali, if a person has Yichus Yisrael, if he already has Yichus Yisrael, then the Kedushas Yisrael comes upon the person even without Torah Zechiyah. Even without Zechiyah. The Kedushas Yisrael could come upon a person through tefillah. From Matan Torah. The tefillah works, once it's Yichus Yisrael, the Kedushas Yisrael works without Zechiyah. That's why by Matan Torah, the Ketanim could become Mechuyavim B'mitzvahs. Memeila, Zakhar Naftali, what is the difference between a baby that's Megayer and a uber in the mother's womb? It's a very big difference. When you have a baby, that's Megayer, so it's only Geirus Derabbanan. He has nothing. He doesn't have not Yichus Yisrael, not Kedushas Yisrael. You have to come on to Zechiah. But once a person is a Yid, he has Yichus Yisrael. He's born from his mother's womb. Once he's born from his mother's womb, now he already has Yichus Yisrael. He already has Yichus Yisrael. So to give him Kedushas Yisrael, that doesn't require Zechiah. That doesn't require Zechiah to Amir the Mountain Tyrant. And it could happen to a cotton too. So this is Rav Naftali's Yisayid. The two parts. This explains why even it doesn't matter if you're over Yerachim or you're over Lav Yerachim. The difference between an Uber and a cotton is that an Uber has Yichas Yisrael, is born from a Jewish mother, and therefore Shaykh Geves.
So you go after the birth, not after
the conception? You go after the birth for Yichas Yisrael, that's right. Yichas goes back, which hopefully we'll discuss as well. But so this is the chiddush. I'm just thinking now, what would be if you would have a Goyish woman who's pregnant, and she doesn't want to be Megayer, but she wants to be Megayer a baby. She goes into the mikveh. I think it could work.
Huh?
She's not a chatzitza, because I know what he's saying. So, if not for this Rav Naftali, I might have argued that it would be good. According to Rav Naftali, it can't work, because now there's no Yichas Yisrael. So the whole shtickle Torah falls off. So it's not shy? No? I learned this enough to Rav Naftali about 20 years ago. And over the last 20 years, I've seen that it answers a lot of different kashas, a lot of different places. And there's a lot of kashas in a lot of different places. And those of you who have been in Shia for many years have probably certainly heard Yichas Yisrael, Kedushas Yisrael from me. But this year, there's another Shia tape called Yichas Yisrael, Kedushas Yisrael. Right? And it's a big aside. Just one of the more memorable things that is explained with this is the shaila regarding a guy who's Megayer, a regular adult guy who's Megayer. So we do bris milah first and tefillah second. Now, after a person has a bris, especially an adult, they can't go to the mikvah until the wound heals. The bris is not so simple. You can't just go from an operation into the mikveh. So usually there's about a week of time between the bris milah of the ger and the tefillah. What is his din in that week after bris milah, before tefillah? So there's a very almost amusing tshuva in the Aruch Lener's tshuva sefer. Aruch Lener was asked the shaila with a guy that was Megayer. He lived in Yerushalayim in the 1800s. He was Megayer. And he had his bris. And that Shabbos, he came to shul, all dressed Shabbistic, with his bekeshin, his shreimel. And somebody in shul told him that he doesn't belong there, he's a guy. So what do you mean I was Megayer this week? So this person told him, not only don't you belong in shul, but it's an avera for you to be looking at Shem Shabbos. Because you still have a din of a guy. Because the ger who has only mila without tefillah is still as a guy. And therefore, you have to be mechal Shabbos. No. So this fellow is an Erlich Yid or guy, whatever you want to call him. He ran home and he's mechal Shabbos. And then he mentioned it to the Bez, and that was Megayer, and they said, no, you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Introduction to Judaism, right? Depends who you ask. So he came to Bez and said, no, you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. So this other person said, what do you mean? Ger Shemovel Tavol is not a Geris. So they couldn't answer him, but they said, you know, we know the Minig Yisrael is that after after Bris Mila, before Tefillah, you keep Shabbos. So they asked the Aruch Lener, they asked him the Shaila, which goes to show you the godless of the Aruch Lener in his generation, Mamash HaGadol HaDor, that from Yerushalayim, he was a Rav in Germany. He was somebody who had a college degree. He had a PhD also. He was a Rav in Germany, and for someone with a PhD, that they should ask him Shabbos from Yerushalayim, he became the Gadol HaDor, and they asked him the Shaila. So he says that the truth is that he's supposed to keep Shabbos. The Taina, he says, is a good Taina. He's not sure how to answer it. And Ulai, he says a shtickl pshat, but according to Reb Naftali, it's very good. Because after Bris Mila, he has Yichus Yisrael. There's a Haskalah, which gives him a din of Yichus Yisrael, which rather makes sense by the Bris. The Bris should be connected to Yichus. Bris is the symbol of Yichus. L'shem has to be L'shem Yadus. Stam a guy gets a Bris, that's not a Gairus. It has to be a Bris L'shem Yiddishkeit. But if he has a Bris L'shem Yadus, that gives him Yichus Yisrael. He's still missing Kedushas Yisrael, which is with Tefillah. Just like Mount Taira. Right? By Mount Taira, it had to be Taival. So Kedushas Yisrael. It fits well because Yidden, the same thing. Yidden were Mechuyev in Shabbos before Mount Taira, by Mara. This is brought down here in regard to the Shaila, that the guy after Bris Mila, before Tefillah, is like a Yid before Mount Taira. They were Mechuyev by Mara, they became Mechuyev in Mitzvahs, which was before Mount Taira. Not in all Mitzvahs, in Shabbos. So it's very good. We see that Kedusha, the Yichus Yisrael is enough to give a Yid a Mitzvah Shabbos. So Meli has a Mitzvah Shabbos without a Mitzvah, without Kedusha Yisrael. So this explains how this could work. There are other things that are explained with this as well. The first week of Shir, the Siyad Daf Beis, there was a Reb Naftali. Reb Naftali there was in the Rambam Shita, taking it to a whole different world. Right, we said that the Rambam held you need a chuppah haroi labia to be married. We had kashas on him from Yom Kippur and other places we can get married. So Rabbi Tolly there said that the Rambam is by that there are two steps. Yichud she'ein haroi labia does something, yichud rabia finishes. When we were learning that, I started to say that it's the most famous Rabbi Tolly in Sobis, and I quote myself. It says the second most famous Rav Naftali Yisubis. Because the most famous Rav Naftali Yisubis is this one. That the Yichus Yisrael Kedush Yisrael. So this idea that it could be Yichus Yisrael Kedush Yisrael. Now Taisis in the next line says another step to the Chiddush. Rishkach Zalger Kod Min Atayim U'Mersh in this guy Kedamir in Perak Arul. Of his Chavim U'Mersh in this guy Rabin Noi Tzarech Tehillah. Of a Ger Min Atayim. Yisrael Gavahu. The Islay Mamin Minatira Kigen Shiyara Shasimai. Is that a Chiddush? That one line? Islay Mamin Minatira Kigen Shiyara Shasimai. Shat? He has money if he yashins is my mother. I think an obvious question. Gershon is Gair Kakon Shanaila Dami. What is he Yarshan his mother?
The baby is not a
Gair. The baby. Wait. Taisa Mishkachas Lo Gair Kotten. But does Taisa say Mishkachas Lo Gair Kotten Min Atayra Bemu Bereshon is Gair? He's calling him a Gair and he's calling him a Yisrael. Right? Make up your mind. Hey, does he have relatives? Is he related to his mother, a Gerish, and his Gerish Kakan Shalevatan? Is he a Gerish or is he Yisrael? We say he Yarshin's his mother. How can he Yarshin his mother? He's a Gerish.
He doesn't need
Tzvila
anymore because
Gerish
was brought upon it.
How can he Yarshin his mother? He's a
Gerish. He's born
of Yisrael. Say the words you should say. Yerusha is Yichus or Kedusha? What's Yerusha? Is that a function of Yichus or a function? A guy also yashins his father. It's a function of Yichus Yisrael. According to Rav Naftali, Taisus is Gevaldik. What does Rav Naftali say? That this person is a Ger. He's a Ger. But he has Yichus Yisrael. So it's very good that he yashens his mother. Without him, Naftali, how do you learn Taisvis? Why is he yashen his mother? Why is he yashen his mother? He's a ger. How can you call him Yisrael Gomer with the yashen and a ger that Mishkachet l'ger kot min ha'tayra? According to Reb Naftali, it's very good.
He's only
a yichus to Avram, not to his mother. Not his mother, since he came out of his mother's womb. He has a yichus. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow I hope to finish the Gemara down to the Mishnah. So please.